Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're travelling to or from, or you're maybe collecting somebody at any of the airports and you've questions about how to navigate them, parking, accessibility features, restaurants, bars, whatever your queries, duty free or not, Graham McQueen, Media Relations Manager with the Dublin Airport Authority, is with me in studio today to answer all of your queries. Graham, how's things?
Oh, good, yeah. A busy summer, but we're enjoying it so far.
Have you peaked? Have we had the busiest day yet?
We've had our busiest day ever twice in the last couple of weeks. 136,000 went through in one day, which is 6,000 more than the previous record. So really busy, but things are moving really well, which is great.
Is that people flying out or flying into Dublin?
It's both. It's, you know, you're talking 65,000, 70,000 each way every day. So I think every day is over 100,000 this summer. And over half the days, over 120,000. So huge demand to fly and loads of people coming in as well, which is great. So that's good for all the tourism businesses around the country.
Absolutely. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. So if you have a question or you want to send us in a voice note for Graham McQueen, do get it in to us. I had just noticed, was it last week, the sunflower lanyard. I mean, this is kind of an advice piece, isn't it, for listeners if they have hidden disabilities that... It's a good thing to get, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our own important flyer lanyard for autism sufferers. And we've also got our sensory rooms, but the sunflower lanyard is recognised in the airport as well. All our staff are trained to recognise that lanyard. So if you do have any issues, you're looking for a bit of extra help, a bit of extra time when you're going through, put on the lanyard and our staff will be there to help you.
Where do you get that?
You can get it various places. I think if you look up the website, it'll have all the stockers. I know Tesco certainly stock it as well. So it's well worth doing, particularly if you've got young kids who are maybe a wee bit nervous.
Yeah, so you can have that in advance of going to the airport and then staff there will recognise what it signifies.
Yeah,
and if
exactly.
You need more time.
We see quite a few of them these days. Really good for summer when you're maybe a wee bit apprehensive and it just sends a signal to the staff that this person might need a bit of extra help.
Okay, please ask Graham, while people with invisible disabilities, for example, type 1 diabetes, are excluded from the DAA's important flyer programme, surely all disabilities should be treated the same. At present, the lanyard is only available for people with autism, according to the DAA website and email correspondence.
Yeah, well, look, I think the feedback from passengers is that the autism group are the ones who have the most difficulty traversing the airport, so that's why it focuses on them. We would look to potentially grow it in time to include other people, but I think that Sunflower Lanyard, we've got Fast Track, things like that, there are other options there for other people, but it remains under review all the time.
And if they want more information, they can get that on the website, can they?
Yeah, the Dublin Airport website has all that information, yeah.
Question for Graham on the airport, why is it so expensive to park at the Blue Long-Term Car Park? From the 29th of September to the 9th of October, it's costing €128. I've no public transport option. Also, when you get there, you then have to drag heavy cases across gravel. The parking isn't ideal.
Yeah, look, September's actually our busiest month of the year for parking, so that probably explains the price. That works out, by my very bad maths, at just under €13 a day. I just parked in the Islet Centre across the river there, and it's €4 an hour. So, you know, everything's relative, but I think if you are looking for parking options, get in, book them early to get the best prices. In terms of that gravel piece, I sympathise. I've done it before, especially when you've got young kids and heavy suitcases. A lot of our car parks, though, have temporary planning permission, so we can't go in and put in the tarmac, the surfaces that we'd ideally like to. Hopefully in time we'll be able to do that.
Do you really get better value if you book the parking in advance?
Yeah, parking starts from around €8 a day, so some spaces are available for as little as that, but you do have to get in early. The later you leave it, especially at times like July, August, September, October, you are going to pay that higher amount if you do leave it last minute.
087 1400 106, keep your questions coming into us. Just on the parking, how does the drop and go service work?
Drop and go works. It's in our two short-term car parks, T1 and T2. You drive up to the third floor of the short-term car park in T2 and you hand your keys over to the team. They go and park the car. You get all your cases out. You're basically in the terminal in T2 and you walk on and then the car is there to meet you. Your key is in a locker. You get sent a code when you come back and you pick up the car again. Similar system in T1. That service is so popular that we're looking at expanding it again because it is just really popular with passengers.
So is the car while you're away parked in the short-term car park?
It depends. We have it's a secure location. If you're going for, say, 2 weeks, we would look to move it just because of space. Mm. Space is at a premium. We would look to move it to a secure parking space elsewhere, but it's only a short drive away from the airport.
If the other parking is £8 a day, how much more expensive is that?
The drop and go, well, it probably between 5 and 10% in addition to whatever your car parking charge is. So it's not bad. The service is brilliant. It's really good for parents with small kids who've got a lot of luggage. It's really good for people going on golf trips because they've got loads of gear. So you're parking really close to the terminal and you can just wander in.
Okay. How long is it taking to get through US customs these days? We're flying out to New York next week and my mother has suggested getting to the airport 5 hours in advance, which feels excessive.
It feels excessive, although we've great shops and bars in the airport. You can spend your time quite happily. I'd recommend 3 hours before your long haul flight. On average, it takes between 10 and 20 minutes at the busiest times to get through US customs. It was busier there last month with a whole load of Norwegian and Scottish fans going to the World Cup. So it was particularly busy there. But the beauty of pre-clearance is you're all done and dusty before you get to America. So if you do end up spending a bit of additional time in Dublin Airport, you're saving the time at the other end.
You'd probably allow half an hour just to be safe, would you?
Yeah, half an hour will do you plenty of time. And then get yourself through, get yourself a nice cold drink to enjoy while you're waiting for your flight.
We would like to book a VIP lounge for our honeymoon. What are our options and how expensive is it?
Platinum Services, Platinum VIP is the terminal. It's great for honeymoons. It would work at about €800 for a couple going through. So that might sound expensive, but it is premium. It is brilliant. Friends of mine did it.
That's not the lounge, though.
No, this is a private terminal. This is where Taylor Swift and Oasis and all those guys go through. This is the ultimate experience. You get your own suite in the Platinum VIP lounge. About 20 minutes before your flight, you get a call. You get put into a nice BMW car and you're taken right to the steps of the plane. You can eat whatever you want off the menu there. They have great menu, drinks options. It's all included. So yeah, great option for something like a honeymoon.
And if you just want the budget lounge for your honeymoon, where do you do that?
You've loads of options now. We've got the new Phoenix Lounge in Terminal 1, which is capable of accommodating up to 350 people. So you'd get that for about 35, 40 euro per person. Really, really good.
Yeah.
I really, really recommend it if you're going in the morning because the breakfast in there is fantastic. And you can also now get a draft pint of Guinness in all the lounges, which is great.
Why are some of the Ryanair and Aer Lingus flights boarding from almost the cargo area of the airport? The last two flights I've taken have meant very long walks and even a shuttle bus. I thought it was ridiculous. These were European routes.
Yeah, look, we're a big international airport. You know, we've 700 flights a day. Planes are big. So to park them, you need a lot of space. So inevitably, someone is going to be parked a bit further away from the others. I don't think Dublin's too bad, though. I've been in other airports around Europe which have some very long walks. Mm. I think Dublin compares okay. I know the Ryanair gates can seem a mile away, but they're not actually that far once you get walking.
Do I need to book assistance in advance or can we just turn up? My dad is in his 80s. He's not great in his feet. So we want to get him a wheelchair.
Yeah, look, I'd book it in advance because then they know you're coming. You can book it when you get to the airport, but you may have a bit of a wait, maybe 5-10 minutes till a staff member becomes available. So book it in advance if you can.
Do you mean book it through the airline?
No, you can book it through OCS as the company. Go through the Dublin Airport website. All the details are there. You can book it in advance. It's all free. So you can get wheelchair assistance. You can get extra support going through the airport.
I'm looking at it here, the app on my phone. Is it PRM Assist?
That's the one.
Yeah. Because you can book that and you don't even necessarily have to, you don't have to get assistance. Like you can actually go and get the wheelchair for, say, in this listener's case, their dad. And then you can bring them around, you know, if you want to get food or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And some people are more comfortable having their son or daughter pushing them around and that's absolutely fine. But even if you use the OCS team and you want to stop at duty free or one of the shops or bars or cafes, they will stop for you as well. It's a great service. The team are really, really knowledgeable about what's in the airport as well.
Listeners wondering, why are the taxi queues so long? We flew back out on a delayed flight last month after a long day of travel and didn't land until after midnight. We then waited 45 minutes for a taxi for what was a 15-minute journey.
Yeah, look, taxi queues at that time of morning can spike a little bit because you're competing with all the concerts in Malahide at the moment, all the concerts all around the place, the nights out, things like that. But taxi queues generally at the airport are really good. Pretty much everyone gets a taxi in less than 10 minutes. So you do get the odd spike. That person had a bad experience, but I'd be confident that 9 times out of 10 it would be okay.
Mm. We're travelling as a family of 4 and I'm worried that we're going to be stuck in queues for hours. How much does the fast pass cost and does it depend on the time of the flight? Is it actually worth getting?
Look, it gives you that reassurance that you're going to get through nice and quick. If you're taking fast track, you're guaranteed pretty much under 5 minutes. You're going to fly through, particularly in T1 where we've got the new facility. If you are worried about security queues, I mean, the longest you're going to queue these days in either terminal, even at this busy time of year, is between 20 and 25 minutes. We don't really go beyond that. Pretty much, I think 92% of passengers through in less than 15 minutes so far this year, in our busiest ever year.
Yeah.
But it depends how much comfort you want. If you've got young kids, it is a good option. How much does it cost? Somewhere between 5 and 13 euro is the general price point. But look out on our social media all the time, because we're running offers, you know, for as little as 5 euro.
Are there any plans for healthier food options in T2?
Yeah, look, we're always looking to ask. We've got Fruitality in there now, which is run by the Right Group. You can get everything there from the Asia Bowls. I never say that correctly, but you get fruit smoothies, yeah. Lots of nice sandwiches, yeah. Lots of fruit options. So, yeah, I'd definitely recommend Fruitality the next time you're going through.
There's a new bar restaurant, is there, has opened in one of the terminals.
Yeah.
The last day I was going through.
The guys are adding stuff all the time. We've got the Ryan's Bar in T2, which is a proper Irish bar. And it's worth a look if you're ever going through T2. It does really look like an authentic Irish bar. It's always busy. There's a great bit of crack in there. Sometimes live music as well.
Yeah. Would you advise to still separate liquids going through in your carry luggage?
No, you don't need to do that anymore. Just leave your liquids and your electronics in your bag in both terminals, and you'll get through that little bit quicker.
But isn't it on the flip side then, coming home? Doesn't depend.
Yeah, and it's a really good point, Andrea. I think people do still get frustrated because other airports aren't up to the same spec that we are in Dublin. So we've got rid of the 100 mil limit, and you can now take up items up to 2 liters. But if you're flying to other airports, just check the rules coming back, because we don't want you know, losing your nice aftershave or perfume coming back.
And finally, why do we still have to pay a 15 cent deposit on cans and bottles in the airport?
Well, you can take them back to WH Smith and Boots, so that's the rules. If you buy from our vending machines, the DAA shops, you don't pay that 15 cent. But for the moment, take them back to WH Smith and Boots and you'll get your money back there.
You will get it back. Okay. We've used the Daffodil lanyard system for my son, who has autism. It was absolutely vital and the DAA staff were superb with it. He particularly suffers with stress and anxiety in busy buildings, so we simply couldn't travel without that lanyard support. We also provide our own lanyards then for his younger sibling. To avoid any jealous meltdowns, says this listener.
Yeah, Luke, sounds good. And Luke, check out the sensory rooms as well. We have sensory rooms in T1 and T2 that can be booked as well. They're really
nice
places.
Do you have
places.
To book them?
Yeah, because if you turn up on the day and somebody's in, you book it for the hour and they just bring everybody back down to level. They're really, really, the feedback on them is really good. So check them out.
Good stuff. Graeme McQueen, Media Relations Manager with the Dublin Airport Authority. Graeme, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.